Today's daf is Vachem Daf Chof Beis, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batsarvam Shivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Chavim Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chayaleya. So the topic of today's daf is going to be continuation of the previous daffin, which is a further discussion of the kiyar. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina said, Kol kiyar she'em boi kidei lekadesh arba koyhanim imenu, ein mekadshim boi. In order for a kohen to be able to be mekadesh yada v'ragla from the kiyar, you would have to have enough water in the kiyar for four kohanim to be able to do what they need to do. What's the makar to that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'rochatzu mimenu Moshe ve'aharon uvanov v'goymer." And the understanding is, Moshe is one, Aharon is two. Aharon's two sons are three and four, and that's how we come to this number of arba kohanim. So this is an idea that we've seen already, and the Gemara now is going to expound on it again. So, in short, what Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina is teaching us is that the shear of mayim that was required for the kiyar was enough mayim for four kohanim to be able to be mekadesh their hands and their feet. Faith the Gemara, Kasha Meisvei, from a brisa, Kol HaKelim, Mikachin, Bein Sheyesh Behen Revias, Bein She'en Behen Revias. Any keli can be used by a kohen to be mekadesh yad of a raglav. Meaning, it's not necessary for the kohen to use the kiyar for his kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but if he wanted to use a different keli, that would be fine. In fact, kol hakelim mikachem. Additionally, the Braisa says, it doesn't matter whether there's a revius of mayim inside this keli, or there's no revius of mayim inside this keli. The only thing that does matter is ubavach yu klisharis, that the keli has to have kiddusha. It should be a klisharis as opposed to a klicha. But what we need is that you see that it doesn't matter if the klisharis that's going to be used for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in lieu of the kiyar has a revius or doesn't have a revius. Either way, it's going to be fine. Meaning, it sounds like it doesn't even have to have a revius. Yet, Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina said that there's a rebbish shear. Forget about a revius. You need that there should be enough kidei lekadesh arba kohanim imenu. This brisa would seem to contradict what Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina said. And to answer this, the Gemara makes a super duper kimta. Amar Rav Ada Bar Acha. So Rav Ada Bar Acha, and some have the girsa, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, the better known Amayra, b'koideach b'toicha. You want to know what this brisa is talking about? This brisa is talking about where somebody took a keli and he then stuck that keli into the kiyar. So he grooved a hole in the wall of the kiyar, took this smaller keli, put it into the kiyar. The way Rashi describes it is miktsas of this smaller keli was inside the perimeter of the kiyar. Miktsas of it was outside. The point is that this keli now is attached to the actual kiyar. Being that this keli is attached to the actual kiyar, it's for that reason the Braisa says, I don't care if that keli has a revius or doesn't have a revius. And the reason is because it's being yoinik. That's Lashon Rashi. It's being yoinik from the larger kiyar, and being that the larger kiyar has the requisite shear, so this is going to be fine as well. Meaning, la'olam, this is a shear of kiyar she'em by kidei lekadesh abar kehanim imenu ein mekachem by. Aye, the brisa says kol hakelim mekachem ben sheyesh ben revius ben she'em ben revius. It sounds like a stira. The teretz is we're making a bigger kimta. When we say you can use a keli even if it doesn't have a revius, it's talking about where you would toichev the keli into the perimeter of the kiyar. It becomes part of the kiyar. The kiyar itself has the shear. You're now, meaning, you the kohen are being mekadesh your hands and your feet from the keli that's attached to the kiyar, not the actual kiyar. That's fine. And really, it doesn't matter. Revius, not revius, there's no shear that matters. Because really, it's attached to the larger kiyar. And as long as the larger kiyar has the shear, that in and of itself is going to be, oh, okay. Either way, so we just mentioned the brisa. Kol hakelim mekachem bein sheyesh behen revius bein sheim behen revius ubavachi uklisharis. Why did we mention the brisa? Just to be mindful of the paper trail? It's because we thought that it was at odds with Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina's memra that we've seen already. The Gemara reconciled, the Gemara made shalom, and said that really there is no steer. But we mentioned the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to do what it often does when it mentions a Braisa, and that is digress a little bit. It's not a digression because it's a Braisa related to the Kier, which is the Sugya de jour, but the Gemara is going to do a little bit of a deep dive into this Braisa. So again, what the Braisa say? Kol hakeilu mekachin ben sheyesh ben revius ben sheim ben revius ubvat sheyu klisharis. The ikra chiddush is that you would think kiddush yadayim raglaim had to happen from the kier. Kamashpul on the Braisa, no. Kol hakeilu mekachin. The only thing that is ma'akiv is that the keili had to be a klisharis. Fake the Gemara. V'ha mimenu amirachmano. The Torah says mimenu. The pasuk that describes the kiddush yadayim raglaim says v'rachatzu mimenu, referring to the kier. Moshe v'harinu bonav es yadayim v'es raglaim. But it says mimenu. What does mimenu sound like? That's an exclusionary word. It sounds like dafka from the kier as opposed to from some other keli. But the Gemara says, as much as it's true, it says the word mimenu, but it also says in the next pasuk the word yirchatzu. B'vayim alo yomoyit ubikarvasim ala mezbech yirchatzu kashativa Hashem es Moshe. And as much as mimenu is exclusionary, yirchatzu is inclusionary. It's very inclusive. It's a word that's l'rabbis, and it's l'rabbis klisharis. It's marbe klisharis as well. If you have a word yirchatzu to be marbo, then klichol nami. Why are we not marbo klichol? Why does the Braisa say ubavachiu klishores? Why are we not marbo klichol? Amar Abaya, Abaya said klichol in Masas Amrit. You can't say that it's okay for the kohen to be mekadesh yadav eraglov from a klichol. You know why? Mikal v'chaymer. Based on the yud gimel midrash atar in the Drashas Bam, which one? Number one, if you're keeping score. Based on the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam, based on a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Mikanoi. From the Kan of the Kier. So the Kier, the Torah says, had to sit on a stand. V'asiso Kier Nechoshes V'Chanoi Nechoshes L'Rachza. And from the Kan, as we'll see in a second, I know that the Kohen could not be Mekadosh Yadav Araglov from a Klicha. What's the Kavu Chaymer? Ma Kan, Shinim Shachin, Eina Mekadosh, Madach the Kan, where the Torah says that you had to be Moishechit with the Shemen HaMishcha together with the Kier, which in English just means it was a Klisha race, right? It had Kedusha like the Kier did. And still it's not Mekadosh. I mean, you can't be Mekadosh Yadav Araglov from the Kan. Klichol, Sheinu, Eina Mishachimoy. The Klichol that would never had Meshicha with the Shemen HaMishcha. Not with the Kier, not without the Kier. Wasn't a klisharis. It's a klichal by definition. And certainly you shouldn't be able to be mekadosh. So said about you want to know why klichal not kavuchamim mikanoi. If the can of the kier is not something that you can be mekadosh yadav aragla from, certainly the klichal. Now what's the kavuchamim? The can is mamish associated with the kier. It's nimshachimoy. It's a klisharis. Certainly a klichal, which is not. Says one of the kanaminol. And how do you know that the can itself is not roy the kiddush yadayim raglai? Meaning that's the premise that we're making of this Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says, how do you know the can not? The Tanya Tzibrais. You would think that just like the kier itself was mekadosh yadav raglai for the kehana, maybe the can should do the same thing. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, v'asisa kier nechoshes v'chanoi nechoshes L'rochza. And we learn from here, L'nechoshes hikashtiv v'loy l'davaracha, that the only thing that the Kan and the Kier have in common is they both had to be made of copper. They both had to be made of nechoshes. But as opposed to everything else, not. Now, what's the makar to this? Rashi explains very gishmak, betuv tam, what Reb Yehuda's makar is. Because if you're going to tell me that the Kier and the Kan are hukash, legabe other halachas, then why would the Torah have to say, v'asiso Kier nechoshes, v'chanoi nechoshes? Just say, v'asiso Kier nechoshes, v'chanoi. I'll know that the Kier and the Kan, being that they're mentioned next to each other, close proximity, are hukash la'adadi, and whatever is true for the Kier is going to be true for the Kan as well. From the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that just like the Kier is made out of nechoshes, the Kan is also made out of nechoshes, you know what the Torah is telling me? The Torah is telling me that without a mefurisha word nechoshes regarding the Kan, I would not know the Kan has to be made out of nechoshes. I the hekish is nishkain hekish. So from the fact that the Torah said Kier nechoshes and Kan in nechoshes, and didn't rely on the hekish, that's how I know that there really is no hekish to be had. And in fact, the only thing that's similar about them is the nechoshes. Now, Lashon HaGemara is, L'nechoshes he kashte v'loy l'davar acher. It sounds like, I know nechoshes by the kam based on the hekesh. But of course, I know nechoshes by the kam because the Torah says nechoshes. Really, the punchline over here is that there's no hekesh to be had. The lumbus of it is similar to a shnei k'suvim ha'ban ke'echad e'ma lamdin in kamakoy me'laharach. But the bottom line is, says Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, that the kam can't be mekadesh. Now, I know that because I have a mir, that the only thing the kam and the kir have in common is that they're both made out of nechoshes. But as it relates to anything else, they're not. Either way, let's circle back to Abaya. Abaya said that why is it that the Braisa said that kol akela mekachin ubevachiu klisharis? If the makar to kol akela mekachin is, it says your chatzu l'rabbis klisharis, that we should be mabre klichol as well. What was Abaya's teretz? Klichol matzis amid kavachomer mikanoi. Because if the kan can't be mekadesh, and how do I know the kan can't be mekadesh? Because the only thing the kan and the kir have in common is nechoshes, as opposed to its ability to be mekadesh that it doesn't have. Well, if the kan can't, then the klichol can't either. So again, what's the short answer? A little noisy, this gemara. But what's the short answer to the question that if there's a riboy your chatzu to be marba, not only the kir, but other klichars as well, maybe also be marba klichol? The answer is no. Why? Kal v'chomer from the kan. What's the kal v'chomer? The kan's a klisharis. And not kal v'chomer a klichol. But amali mazot shabrei der amari do ravino. I have a pirch on the kal v'chomer. Because mat l'kan oish akein asu ein asu l'toicha. The kan is a stand. Even if you would come up with a metzias of how you can put water somehow in this tiny receptacle, I'm not even sure how you would do it, but you come up with a metzias and now the kohen wants to be mekadesh yad v'raglav, it would be an unnatural usage of the kan. That's not what the kan is for, right? It's ein asui v'toichai. It's not made to put something inside the little receptacle that it may have. Toimar b'klichol she'asui v'toichai. But a kli chayil, which is also l'toichai, maybe that's actually better than the kan, and maybe the kohen should be able to mekadesh yad v'raglav. So if the reason kli chayil no is kal v'chomer mikan, tainas de gemara, amar le marzut rebeid amari le ravina, I have a pirch on the kal v'chomer. Because, yeah, the kan has a chumra in that it's a kli shara, it's something that was nimshach together with the kir, but then again, it has no shaychis to being a keli for kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Taimah b'kli chayil she'asu l'toichai. Ella said, I think a different reason why it is that the kli chol was not okay to be used for kiddush adayim v'raglayim, even though you have the ribuy of your chatzu. The reason is ela mimenu lemute kli chol, because it says mimenu. If you remember at the beginning of the Gemara asked the kasha, how could you use a kli shoreis? It says mimenu. The answer to that was your chatzu. Now, as much as your chatzu is a teretz for why you can use kli shoreis, but mimenu is a real limut, and that is the reason that you can't use a kli chol. Ihachi bazoi kli shoreis nami. You're telling me you do say mimenu, so why don't you use mimenu to be my kli shoreis as well? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Harabi rachmanu your chatzu. We answered that question already. You have your chatzu. In other words, we have mimenu that's exclusionary, and we have your chatzu that's inclusionary. So from mimenu we're memayit a kli chayil, and from your chatzu we're marba a kli shoreis. Straight to marba is. How do you know to be mayit a kli chayil and be marba a kli shoreis? Maybe fakert, maybe be memayit a kli shoreis and be marba a kli chayil. The Gemara says, come on, zeton meshicha kamayil, because I ain't taught meshicha kamayil. One needed meshicha like the kir wants a kli shoreis, right? The kir is a kli shoreis. So it makes sense that the keli that's like the kir, that's the one that's going to be included, and the one that's not like the kir, that's the one that's going to be excluded. Either way, just to hit the pause button, come up for breath for 1 second. So what do we have? We have two things. Number one, we know the shear of how much mayim had to be inside the kir. What's the shear? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina gave it us, kol kir she'en by kidei l'kadosh ha'bok ayana mimenu, ein mekachima. Learned that from a pasuk, v'rachatz mimenu, Moshe, Aharon, Uvanav, and Banav means two of Aharon's sons. The Gemara asked the kasha from a braisa, that's not a kasha. So that's number one. We know the shear. The second thing we know is kol hakelim mekachim. That really, you don't have to use the kir. You can use any keli. Ubavad sheyiu klisharis. So as long as it's a klisharis, it's fine. And really, there's two things that you see in that statement. Number one, any klisharis is kosher. Number two, any kli chayil is not kosher. Now, the truth is what we saw in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that as much as it's true, any kli shoreis is kosher, there's one that we know for sure is not the kan, right? The kan we know is excluded, okay. Additionally, what is the makar that any kli shoreis is kosher? Because it says, your chatzu, b'vayim alay omoyit, u'b'karvasim ala mizbech, your chatzu is l'rabbis. How do you know kli chayil are excluded? Because it says, v'rochatzu mimenu, a mimenu's mashma, not a kli chayil. More halachis related to the kir. Amar Ish Lakish. Kol hamashlim lemei mikvah, mashlim lemei kir, aber lerevias enei mashlim. So Reish Lakish said, any liquid that could be mashlim, the shear of a mikvah, so what's the shear of a mikvah? Arbaim sa, could also be mashlim for the shear of a kir. What's the shear of a kir? Four kohanim are able to be mekadesh yada v'ragla from it, but l'revias ain't a mashlim. But if you ever need a shear revias for whatever it might be, for example, tefilas kelim requires a revias. If you're ever going to need a revias, these liquids would not have the ability to be mashlim. So Reish Lakish is being very nuanced in what he's saying, and which is why we're going to have a whole ensuing gemara now. So let's just understand at least the framework of what he's trying to say. Reish Lakish is saying there's a certain liquid that has the capacity to be mashlim, the shir arbam sava mikvah. It has the capacity to be mashlim, the shir of arba kohanim for the kir, but does not have the capacity to be mashlim, the shir revias, wherever revias is necessary. Now, it's mashma that whatever this liquid is be'etzim not kosher for a mikvah. Meaning, if you would have a mikvah that's made up of 40 saw of this, it sounds like it wouldn't be okay. If you would have a kir that has the shear, but only of this, it wouldn't be okay. What it has the ability to do is to be mashlim. So it's interesting. You have something that's not kosher, but if you're only using it to be mitzarif, then already it's going to be okay. And what we're saying is that this mashkin, whatever it is, the avoda now is going to be to try to figure out what we're talking about, but this mashka, whatever it might be, is a mashka that although it's not kosher, but to be mashlim for the shir mikvah, yes. To be mashlim for the shir kir, yes. But to be mashlim for the shir revias, that is not okay. Says the Gemara, l'ma'utei mai. What exactly is this liquid that Reish Lakish is referring to when we say l'ma'utei mai? Meaning, what can't be used to be mashlim the shir revias? Just the taitch of the words, l'ma'utei mai. But what is this liquid that Reish Lakish was referring to? The Gemara throws out a few suggestions. Ilem l'ma'utei tit ha-naduk. Maybe he was referring to tit ha-naduk. So tit is mud, naduk is very, very liquidy. But the Gemara says, hey chidami, eat the parah sh'ich v'sh'ez v'menu, is it liquidy enough that if a parah sees it, the parah will bend over, old school, and drink from it, and allow fill a revias nami? Then it's a regular liquid, and it should be kosher even to be mashlim the revias, meaning then it's regular liquid. V'ein parah sh'ich v'sh'ez v'menu, and if you're going to tell me that it's too thick for the parah to want to drink from it, then I feel a mikvah nami mashlim, that it shouldn't be mashlim for the mikvah and the kiyas, it can't be that. Elo, maybe it's lamute yavchushin adumim. It's coming to bimemayit yavchushin adumim, red midges. So Rashi says these are some sort of creatures, insects, that grow inside water. And even though they're insects, so they're not mayim, but being that they're godel min hamayim, that's somehow how they're breeded. So it's for that reason that on some level, they have a din of mayim. And maybe that's what Reish Lakish was referring to. That if you want to be toivol in 40 saw of these yavchushim adumim, that's not kosher. But if you want to use it to be mashlim the shir, it's good. And the same would be true for the kir, wouldn't be true for the revias. But the Gemara says it's not true because afilu be'einayu nami. These yavchushim adumim, they're actually in halacha treated like water. The tiny surprise, Rishon Gamliel said, kol shetchilas b'riyasim min hamayim. Anything that's created from the water, you have to know scientifically what this means, but anything that's created from the water, matbilim boy, the halacha is you're allowed to be toivel in it. Meaning, even if the whole shear is made of that, it's going to be okay. If I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimer, Rav Dimer said, "Matbilim be'inoy shel dag." You can even be toivel in the eye of a fish. So this would have to be a very big fish that has very big eyes. But the bottom line is, if you had such a metzias, it would be okay because being that it's briyosim in amayim, it's treated like mayim. So it can't be that Reish Lakish is talking about yavchushin adumim because yavchushin adumim is mayim. It's just good old-fashioned mayim. It's not only mashlim, it's something that's regular mayim. So the Gemara said, Amar HaPapra, Papa Saltei, where Reish Lakish was referring to. The Me'ute Nosan Sa, V'Notal Sa. The case was, long Rashi here, where you had a mikveh, and the mikveh had a perfect shear of Arbam Sa. And then somebody went, and he started adding liquids to the mikveh that be'etzem are not kosher for a mikveh. Rashi says, meiperos, or temed, mishehichmetz, different types of liquids. And these are liquids that are be'etzem not okay. So, he goes and he starts adding. Now, for every saw that he placed, nasan saw, he was not al saw. He took a saw out. So at the end of the day, he's going to end up with the perfect 40 saw, but he has a whole taruvus, a whole gemishachs already, because he had a perfect kosher mikvah. But now, as he's adding all of this non-kosher liquid, he's taking an equal amount out. So for every sah that he's placing, he's taking out a sah. That is the mitzias that's going on in Rish Lakish's case. Now, what's the background to this, and what does this even mean? It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvayz, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Mikvah Sheish Poy Mem Sah Mechuvanos. If somebody had a mikvah and it had a perfect share of 40 sah, Nasan Sah Benatal Sah, Hareza Kosher. The halacha is if he puts a sah something that's not kosher and then he takes it out, it remains kosher. And the reason is, all right, let's just think about the lumbus for a second without getting too digressy, but just to think about it for a second, you're putting in a little bit of non-kosher, but it's batel ba'atzim, right? Now, as long as you take out, then it maintains its halacha. But either way, v'amar Rav Yehuda Bar Sheila, amar Rav Asi, amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda Bar Sheila send the name of Rav Asi, send the name of the great Rav Yochanan. Ad Rupoy. That this is going to be okay as long as it's ad Rupoy, ad v'loy ad b'chal. Meaning, as long as Rav of the mikvah, we can say, has the original kosher water inside of it, then if you do this game where you put and you took out and you put and you took out, it's going to be okay. So for example, if you had perfect 40 saw and now you added 20 saw and removed 20 saw, so you don't have roiv of the kosher anymore. If you added 19, so you maintain the roiv of the original kosher, so that in and of itself is going to be okay. Either way, says Rav Papa, this is the case that Rish Lakish was referring to. Okay, so we need a little bit of help. So Rashi, this is what's going on. As it relates to a mikvah, this works. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayz. As long as it's ad rubai, meaning right of it is the original kosher word, it's going to be fine. Just like it works for the mikvah, works for the kir as well. The kir has a shear for koyhanim. As long as you're going to maintain roiv of that shear, even though you added and subtracted water that was not kosher, but as long as the roiv of it was okay, this is going to be okay. Where is this not okay? The Revius ain't in Mashal. When it comes to the Revius, that's not okay. And Rashi says the reason it's not good for the Revius is because the Revius is a very small share. And because it's a very small share, even if you're going to have roiv of the Revius from the original water, to be able to be mevatel this little bit of foreign substance, and it's for that reason, this hashlama of the Nasan Sa and not as Sa works for mikvah. That's a big share, 40 sa. It works for kia, which is also a bigger share of arba kayhanim. It doesn't work for the revius, because the revius is a very small share. Says the Gemara, stating all this, Rapapa, meaning Rapapa, who just explained Rish Lakish the way we just described it. So he added a caveat now to Rish Lakish's halacha. He said, im kadach by revius, in the event that you would have a mikvah 40 sa, and this mikvah was nasan sa and natal sa ad rubai, so it's okay. And then you would go and you would make a hole in the mikvah, right? This word kadach is the same word that we had on top of the yomid, b'koideach b'toicha b'adikir. Here you're making a hole in the mikvah, and you would schlep out a revius, matpilim ba, you'd be able to be toival in this revius, machtin, vitzinoirios, different little metals, different kalim, hoyu mechsher, the mikvah asi, being that it came from a kosher mikvah. Meaning, as much as Rav Papa said, I'm explaining a little bit of Rish Lakish, that the Nasas of a Natasa doesn't work for Revius, that just means if in totality you had a Revius and you were Nasas of a Natasa ad Rubai, there it's not going to be okay. But let's say you had a mikvah and you were Nasas of a Natasa, and now you want to take some of the water from the mikvah and create a small kelim mikvah, right? So a regular mikvah for tefillas adam, that has to be 40 sa. But you're going to take from there a little bit of water, you create a kelim mikvah, which is only a revius. That's going to be fine. I didn't Rish Lakish say that natsan sa and natal sa doesn't work when it comes to revius. Yeah, that's if all you had is the revius. But here the revius is coming from a bigger mikvah, which is already gestempled that it's kosher, and being that we know that this mikvah is already kosher, so any little thing that you create from it, this offshoot, that is going to be okay. And by the way, the lumbus of it is, because how did Rashi explain why by revius does the nas and savanat not work? Because the bittel can't happen, because the amount of water that you're dealing with, the mevatel, is just too small in kamos, right? Quantitatively, if it's not big enough. Well, over here, the bittel happened from the gresser a mikvah. It was big enough. It's not pshat that when you're dealing with a mikvah that has a sheer revius, you can't leverage the halacha nasan v'natasa. It's just that that amount of water is not enough for you to be able to mevatel. Well, here the revius came from a proper mikvah that did have the shear to be able to mevatel. It's for that reason that this halacha is going to be, okay, so what's the recap of, I guess, the second part of today's daf? Rish Lakish said, Kol ha-mashlam l'mei mikvah, mashlam l'mei kir, abel revias enei mashlam. The Gemara took a few stabs at what Rish Lakish is referring to, and really the maskanas of Gemara was Rapapa. Rapapa said it's negay, this Mishnah in the seventh parak of Masechtes Mikvah is, Mikvah sheyesh by memsa mechuvonos, nosan sa, v'not alsa hareza kosher ad rubai. That's true when it comes to a mikvah v'abram sa. It's true for the kir, which has a shir v'abram kayanim. It's not true when you're dealing with a revius stating that. If you had a kosher mikvah and you used the nosan sa v'not alsa rubai, and now you want to create a little mikvah for kalim for a revius, that is going to be okay. Next part of the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Reish Lakish. Again, continuing to discuss laws related to the kir. So Rabbi Yirmi said the name Reish Lakish, may mikvah ksherim the make here. If the Kehanim wanted to take water from the mikvah and now put it into the kir and use it for the mekir, that's something that would be okay. What's the chiddush? The memra deloy mayim chayim ninu. That mikvah, which often is not mayim chayim, if its water is going to be kosher for the kir, so Yisomeres, the kir itself did not have to have in it mayim chayim. Right? So we know there are times where the Torah said that you couldn't just use water, but the mayim had to be mayim chayim, right? It had to be from a natural spring, and otherwise the water is not going to be kosher. Could have had a havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that maybe the kir had to have water that was mayim chayim. Kamash malon, amr ab yirmi, amr ish lokish, me mikvah ksheru the mekir. In other words, you don't have to have mayim chayim. Fait the Gemara, statue of a tiny run into the braise. So it says in the Torah, the word bamoyim. Now the context over here is, vahakerev akra'ayim, yirchatz bamoyim, vikrav akoyin esakov, vahikter amizbecha, oylohu isha reich nechayit lasham. Now this pasuk is the 13th pasuk in Parashas Vayikra. It's talking about the carbon oil, which we know was kuloi kol, which means all the basar had to be burnt on the mizbeach. But before the basar was burnt on the mizbeach, it had to be washed. It was washed in water. And from that word bamoyim, we learn a few things. Says the Gemara, bamoyim v'loy b'yayin. You couldn't wash it in wine. Bamoyim v'loy b'mazuk. You couldn't even use it in water that was diluted together with wine. Bamoyim l'rabbis sharmayim. From the word bamayim, we learn that you can use even sharmayim. What does that mean? Rashi says, afilu michunasim, even if you have like a body of water and you want to pull the water out of that, that's going to be okay. And here's the punchline that we need the kal v'chaymer to make here. And if this is true, meaning if you can use all these different types of waters, then certainly you'd be able to use the make here. Says the Gemara, my kal v'chaymer to make here. What is this kal v'chaymer? I mean, if you can use mayim michunasim, let's say, so kal v'chaymer you can use the make here. Lav, probably the reason it's kal v'chaymer to make here is the mayim chayim ninu. Meaning you can use kol mayim, you can use shar mayim, and if you can use shar mayim, certainly you can use the kir. Or probably because the make kir is better than regular water. Regular water, Rashi says, afilo michunasim, you can use that, then certainly when it comes to right washing the innards of the carbon oil, you'd be able to use make, you'd be able to use mayim chayim. Now Rashi just says one geshmak azach, that according to the Gemara's understanding now, that when we say kal v'chaymer l'mekir, it means mayim chayim, it would mean then that when we say mekir, mekir is lav dafka. Because really, the chiddush is not mekir, as in literally taking the water out of the kir. The chiddush is mayim chayim, which is water that's really to be used l'mekir. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, v'hochi komar kal v'chaymer l'mayim chayim haru'uyin l'kir, shek sherin l'rchitzas kir ve'gotcha. But the point it says in where my love is that probably what else is the kal v'chaymer? I mean, you can use shar mayim kal v'chaymer, mekir. What does it mean, mekir? Oh, because mekir is mayim chayim, meaning kal v'chaymer, you can use mayim that's right for the mekir. But al-kapon, what do you see from here? You see that the mekir had to be mayim chayim. The Gemara says, loy, you want to know what the kal v'chaymer of mekir is? The kaddish. Madach, you can use water that doesn't have kedusha. Certainly, you can go to the faucet and take out water. Certainly, you can go to the kir and take out water. And again, why is that a kal v'chaymer? Because you're handling kachem right now. So certainly, if you can use regular water, you can use water that came from the kir. But the Gemara says, one second, you're assuming, which I think everybody would have assumed, the kedishi mal, you see? It's a maila to use holy water? And you would think, of course, it's a maila to use holy water, right? They would catch them over here. So certainly, if you can use regular water, you can use. But the Gemara says, I tell you a braisa that says just the apps. But Tana Devei Shmuel, we learned in a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel. So usually it's Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. This is Tana Devei Shmuel. Ma'im she'en lem shem levoi. That when the Torah says, the haker of akraim yirchatz b'mayim, that mayim is mayim she'en l'mishem l'voy. It's mayim that doesn't have any additional name to me. It's just water. Yatsu meikir she'en l'mishem l'voy, as opposed to meikir, which has a shem l'voy. Right, meikir is not just called water. What's it called? It's called meikir. It's called mayim kadoshim, right? But what do you see from here? You see that if you have mayim that has a shem levoy, it's actually a negative. It's not a positive. So you're going to tell me that when it says kal v'chaim the mekir, it means literally mekir. And what's the mayla? Because it has kedusha. That's not a mayla. That's actually a chesar. We know that from a brisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel. But that can't be pshat, right? So what must pshat mean? El olav deruyin lemekir. When the brisa says kal v'chaim lemekir, it doesn't mean literally mekir, because that wouldn't be a kal v'chaim. The fact that it's mekir means it has kedusha. That would actually be a chesar. So what would be the kal v'chaim lemekir? Kal v'chaim mayim that's ruyin lemekir. And what does that mean? Mayim that's ruyin lemekir. Why would that water be better than other water? Probably because the water that was used for the make here was Mayim Chaim. Alma Mayim Chaim, then it was Nisim of Furish that it's Mayim Chaim. So again, let's just do the chaz of this. Rab Yirmiyah said the name of Reish Lakish, May Mikvah is kosher for the make here. Well, the Gemara understood if you can use May Mikvah for the Kier, that means the Kier did not have to have Mayim Chaim, right? That's what it sounds like. Fake the Gemara for Kasha. Because I have a braisa that talks about the mayim that was used to rinse the kerem and the kraim of the carbon oil before it was put on the mizbeach to be kulay kol. And it says you can use shar mayim, even mayim mechunasim, take mayim from anywhere, and kavachem you can use the mekir. What's the kavachem of the mekir? Probably kavachem of the mekir is not mekir mamish, but mayim that's roi to be used for the mekir, which is mayim chaybos. You see clearly that the kir had to be made from mayim chaim. So the Gemara initially thought that, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe Kal v'chaim of the Mekir has nothing to do with Mayim Chaim, because really the Kier didn't have to be Mayim Chaim. So what's Kal v'chaim of the Mekir? Mekir literally, holy water. The Gemara says, it's not true, because I know holy water is actually not okay. Because what it says, Mayim means what? Mayim means without a Shem Levoy. And once the water is holy, now it has a Shem Levoy. And Fakir, the Torah is actually telling me it has to be regular Mayim, not Mekir. So then what does it mean Kal v'chaim of the Mekir? Real Mekir? False. So what must it be? Mayim that's roi to be used for the Mekir. What must that be? Mayim Chaim. Seven Mefurish Akasha on Reish Lakish. Because I see Mefurish over here that the Mekir needed to be Mayim Chaim. You couldn't just take it from a mikvah. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. You have a Mefurish right from this Brice and not like Reish Lakish. So what's the Eitzah? So the Gemara Tanoihi, the Eitzah is, you have to say it's true. As much as there is a Brice that contradicts Reish Lakish, but you should know there's a Shita Satanoim that supports Reish Lakish as well. Tanoi, in fact, it's Machlokes and Abdomer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, "Meikir." As it relates to the Meikir, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mei Mayin Hein. Rabbi Shmuel said that the Meikir had to come from a Mayin. It had to be Mayim Chayim. The Chachamim Omerim. The Chachamim said, "Shar Meimoy saying no, they're able to come from anywhere." In other words, it's really a Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. And in fact, Reish Lakish is going with the Shita of the Rabbim, the Shita of the Chachamim. It doesn't stem with that Brisa. That's okay. That Brisa will be the Yochid, which is Rabbi Shmuel, right? The Tana de Beis Shmuel is going to be Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, but the bottom line is, that's fine. That's the Shita of the Yochid. Reish Lakish doesn't stem with the Yochid. That's fine. He doesn't just have a Tana de Messiah, he has Tanoim de Messiah. Way, because really that is the majority opinion of the Chachamim, and it's for that reason everything is going to be, oh, okay, either way, moving along. Back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek discussed all the different psulim as it relates to doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah said that all these Chevra, if they would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not okay, number one, and number two, there would be Mechalel the Avodah as well, says the Gemara, Aral. The next mention is an Aral. What's an oral? Someone that's not circumcised. Doesn't want me another one. What's the makar to this? How do you know that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida? And if he does the avoida, it's michal the avoida. Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, if this sounds familiar, it's because we just had it a few days ago. This is not something that we know with furish from the Torah, but we know it from Yecheskel ben Buzi, otherwise known as the Navi Yecheskel. Where do we know this from Yecheskel? So the Yecheskel said, and this is in Perek Mem Dala Pasik Tes, Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Kol Ben Necha, Ero Lev, the Ero Basar, Lo Yavi El Mikdashi, L'chol Ben Necha, Asher Betoich B'nei Yisrael. Either way, Yecheskel said Mefurish, Kol Ben Necha, Ero Lev, the Ero Basar. An Oral of the Mishnah is the Ero Basar. You see Mefurish, if somebody's an Ero Basar, Lo Yavi El Mikdashi, obviously he can't do the Avoid. Uminolim the Machli Avoid. How do you know that if he does the Avoid, it's Mechal the Avoid? Dechsev, because There's another pasuk, also in Yecheskel Perik Memdal. This pasuk Zayin, two pasukim earlier. The pasuk says there, "Vahaviyachem b'nei necher arli leva arli baser liyos b'mikdashi lechaloloi." Our Gemara says lechalol, but if you look at the pasuk inside, it says lechaloloi es besi. Either way, it's mefurish that if the arli leva, the arli baser, are going to do the avoda, it's going to be mechalol my bias. You see clearly that the avoda is not going to be a good avoda. Turn her up on it. A brisa on this pasuk ben necher. So Yecheskel said, "Kol ben necher eroleva erobasa leyaviyam mikdashi." When he said ben necher, yochel, you would think ben necher mamish. It means an any Yehudi, right? A non-Jew. Talmud loy mat erolev. That's why he explained it, Yecheskel. Kol ben necher. That's an erolev. Imkain. If that's true, mat talmud loy mat ben necher. So if it doesn't mean an any Yehudi, it just means someone that has a fashtopta hearts. He's an erolev. So why did he say ben necher? Ben necher means shen isnakru meisav la'aviv shabashamayim. Meaning he's not a fremda, but he behaves as if he is. He's not an Eina Yehudi, but he acts as if he's an Eina Yehudi. Either way, that's what an Erelev is. An Erelev is like the Ben Necher. Meaning he's somebody that behaves like the Ben Necher. Ein li'ela Erelev, Erel Basser minayin. So had it only said Erelev, I would know an Erelev. How would I know an Erel Basser? Talmud Leim of Erel Basser. Ah, that's why I said Erel Basser, right? So really, Yecheskel is saying two things. He's saying, number one, someone that's an Erelev. An Erelev is somebody that behaves like an Eina Yehudi. That person, right, he's a mummer. Can't do the avoid in the base of Mikdash. If he does, it's going to be Mechal Ba'avoido. And an Erel Basser, someone that doesn't have Bris Milah, is going to be the same thing. Says the Gemara of Itzrichi, and I need both. Now, just to clarify one point, you mentioned this already, but just to clarify one point, isn't an Erel Basser by definition an Erel Lev? Meaning, if he's not doing Bris Milah, so obviously he's not behaving like a Jew. So the short answer is no, because an Erel Basser is someone who is Mesu Echav Machmas Milah. Could be he's somebody that's a Shem Yotar Mitzvahs in the nicest way, and he wishes he could do Bris Milah. The problem is, halachically, he's not allowed to do Bris Milah, because he had two brothers that died Machmas Milah, and as a result, the halacha is, Chazak is established, right? When something happens twice, one of the big sugyas of Chazak is related to this. But it's because of that reason he can't do the Avodah. So one person's an Erelev, yeah, he doesn't behave. The other person is just an Erel Basser. He's doing everything right. Up in Narvas, it's Rachmanis. He can't do the Bris Milah. So Yecheskel said, both of these types of Erelin are not allowed to do the Avodah. And if they do, it's Mechal. And the Gemara says, V'tzrich, Yecheskel had to mention both. Because Rachmana Erel Basser, had he only said Erel Basser, I would have thought Mishum de Ma'is, right? Because Erelin is ma'os. It's a mishnah mesechnis nedarim. Mu'usa ha'mila, right? Mila is always treated as a davar ma'os. So this person who has this foreskin, which is disgusting in the eyes of Chazal, so he can't do the avoda. Aval arolev the loy ma'os. The arolev might be very handsome, and as a result, there's nothing ma'os about him. So maybe he could do the avoda. Hey, maloy. The Ashmin and Arolev, and I only said Arolev, I would have said Mishum Dein Libel Shamayim, because his heart is in the wrong place. Aval Arobas at the Libel Shamayim, even though he has this stubborn moss on his goof, but Rachman Alibaboy, and his lev is in the right place. So I would have thought, Emeloy, maybe he's different. Srichi, it's for that reason that we need both. We are going to stop here. In fact, this next Gemara is, if you know, you know, the Suya of the Zikne Darim, which is really a whole nother Indian that goes through the entirety of tomorrow's daf. So we're going to pause over here and just speak out a few short light ha'aris related to the kiyar, which was very much the topic of today's daf. Rami Simcha, in a classic Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, he makes a very subtle dik. The pasuk that introduces the kiyar, says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, va'asisa kiyar nechoshes, v'chanoi nechoshes l'rachza, v'nasata oisei bein oyo moyed uveina mizbeach, v'nasata shama moy." Freit Rameh Simcha, why does the pasuk say v'nasata shama mayim? Grammatically, what the pasuk should have said was v'nasata boy mayim, right? V'nasata boy, you should make a kiyar, and what should you put in the kiyar? You should put water in the kiyar. Shama means there. You should put the water there. I mean, that's like more slang. You should put it in it, right? You're making the kiyar, and in the kiyar, v'nasata boy maya. Says Rameh Simcha that we learned the Gemara, that the Gemara said, kol ha'kelim mikachem, Ubevachiyu klisharis. A whole arichos. What the makar is, it's learned out from the word yurchatsu. But from the word yurchatsu that it says in the parsha of the kir, we learn that it's not ma'akiv that the kohanim be mekadesh yudeim veragleim from the kir itself, but really kala kelim ubevad sheyu klisharis. Stating that, Rameh Simcha says, there's a Yerushalmi in Perek Taref Bekalpi, this is in the fourth Perek Masechtas Yuma, in the end of Alochehe, that the Yerushalmi says that even though the kir itself was not ma'akev, aber mikoimon ma'akfim, whatever klishores the Kohanim are going to use to be mekadesh yodeim v'ragleim, that's fine. But the makim of where exactly the kir had to be, that says the Yerushalmi was ma'akiv. So Zokra Meir Simcha, the kir was not ma'akiv. You have to have a klisharis, but the kir itself was not ma'akiv. But the mokrim of the kir was ma'akiv. Does look the pasuk. V'asisa kir nechoshes v'chane nechoshes l'rochza. V'nosata oisoi bein oyo moed ubein ha'mizbeach. V'nosata shoma. The mokoy mabein oyo moy lubein amizbeach. There, you should put the water, because that's what's ma'akiv. And asata boy is not ma'akiv, because they actually didn't have to be in the kir. If it's the kir, it's the kir. But it could be any klisharis. Abavos is yeh ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv is that it should be bein oyo moy lubein amizbeach. That's shama. That's there. The geographic location of the kir is what's ma'akiv. The kir of itself is not ma'akiv. Says Rameh Simcha kedarkei b'kodesh. That's why the Torah used this lashon of an asata. Sato shama mayim, and not the lashon of an asato by mayim. That's the first R. The second R is, we mentioned recently in Chumashir that I recently got a hold of a sefer. It's called Yekara Da'iraisa. It's five volumes ala Torah. It's a likut, but it's a little different than most likutin, and it's very pshat centric. Either way, on the pasuk for sisa kir nechoshes v'chanu nechoshes l'rochtzo v'nasata oisa ben amoyd ben amazbech v'nasata shama moyd. This pasuk right here, so the Sefer Yekara Da'iraisa, the Mechaber brings from Agoyim Rav Tzvi Rotberg Shlita, who we mentioned recently in Chumash here, asked a few beautiful ha'aras on this pasuk. The first ha'ara that he asked was, the pasuk says v'asisa kir nechoshes v'chanu nechoshes l'rochtzo. Freit Rav Tzvi Rotberg, why does the pasuk have to say that the purpose of the kir and the kan was l'rachza? Of course it's l'rachza. The next pasuk says, v'rachatzu aharon uvanav mimenu es yideim ve'es ragleim. So obviously it's l'rachza. Meaning, if the reason the Torah is saying the word l'rachza is to tell me the use of proceeds, right, what is the purpose of the kir? Well, it says it in the next pasuk. That's v'rachatzu aharon uvanav mimenu es yideim ve'es ragleim. So freik that the ersh t'shay lov asisa kir nechoshes v'chane nechoshes l'rachza. V'rachatzu aharon uvanav mimenu es yideim ve'es ragleim, it seems to be redundant. Meaning, v'rachatzu aharon uvanav mimenu es yideim ve'es ragleim, that's the pasuk that tells us what's going to be the purpose of the kir. So then why does the Torah have to mention again, or the first time, v'asisa kir nechoshes v'kane nechoshes l'rachza? The second ha'ara that he asked in pshat is that if you go back and you look at all the other kelim of the Mishkan, when the Torah mentions the asiya of the kelim, right, the tzivoy of the asiya, it doesn't say who, what, when, and where this keli is supposed to be used for. For example, v'asisa shulchan atzei shitim amasayim arkay v'ama rochbay v'ama v'chetzi kaimasay. It's a pisa. It's a zavtar. V'asisa lezer zerzav. Saviv pasuk after pasuk after pasuk tells me all about it. Then at the very end, the last pasuk, v'nasata la shulchan lechem ponim levanaitan. But when the Torah mentions the tzivo, you go ahead and build a shulchan. It just says v'asisa shulchan atzei shitim amasayim arkay v'ama. The same is true by the menorah. The Torah says, "V'asisa menorah zahav tahar, miksha teyasa menorah yurecha v'kana gviyeo v'kafteireo prochea mimeno yil shisha konim yoytze mitzideo shloisha kenei menorah," etc., etc., etc. And the Torah just goes on to describe how exactly it's supposed to be, with no mention of what the purpose of the menorah is. So, Freit Rav Tzvi Rotberg, that if you look at every single one of the kelim of the Mishkan, it follows the same thing. Make a shulchan, make a menorah. I'm going to tell you later. Don't worry about it. Truma, tetzava, kisisa, vayakob, pekudei. There's going to be plenty of time. If you mava sedger, you'll see it like 50 times. You'll know exactly what all these kelim are supposed to be used for. But right now, that's not what we're talking about. Lo yalzeh anu donin. I'm giving you the tzivoy. I'm telling you, macha shulchan, macha menorah. There's no reason to tell you right now. It doesn't say make a menorah and then light it and put oil inside of it. Make a shulchan and put bread on it. And then on Shabbos, you should go and do the haktarah from the b'zichei levoina and then eat the lechem upon him and split it between the mishmar ayotze and the mishmar. That's all the tereshev iksav and tereshev alped that's going to come about. But when it comes to the kiyar, v'asiso kiyar nechoshes v'chane nechoshes lirachtza. Whoa. Why do you have to know the rochza right now? Just say v'asisa kiyar nechosh v'chan nechoshes. And even more, v'nasata oisim ben oyo moyru ben amizbeach un v'nasata shama moyim. By none of the kelim in the pasuk that introduces the tzivui for Moshe and Bezalel to go ahead and build the keli, does the Torah tell you what the purpose of the keli is or what should be placed inside the keli? There's one and only keli where that's true. When it comes to the kiyar, v'asnisa kiyar nechoshes v'chanei nechoshes l'rochza v'nasata oisa b'na yomeda b'na mezbech v'nasata shamamay. It's really three ha'aras. Number one, why does the Torah even have to say in this pasuk v'asnisa kiyar nechoshes v'chanei nechoshes l'rochza? That's the next pasuk. Additionally, why in the pasuk of the Asiya are we even talking about what the function of the keli is going to be? It's going to be l'rachza. And why are we talking about what you're supposed to put inside of it? By none of the kelim that were mentioned do you find this. So he said a beautiful pshat based on a sephorna. And the sephorna is on this pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. The sephorna says as follows. V'asisa kiyar. Gam zeh hakli lo yhuskel amaylem shar hakel. There's such a glaring observation that everybody's made in their life at some point, either consciously or subconsciously. And that is, where does the Torah talk about the kiyar? Which parasha? It's in Parshas Kisisa, right? And then it's Ibbe Gechazet and Vayakob Bekuta, like all the kelim are. The Iker parasha that talks about the tzivuyim of all the kelim was in Parshas Truma. There's a little bit of Shirayim in Parshas Tetzava. But the Kiyar gets pushed all the way to Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa is the Parshas of the Eagle. There's a lot happening in Parshas Kisisa. But the mitzvah to go ahead and make the Kiyar, says this Farno, it's very interesting. It's mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. Why is it not mentioned in Truma? Says the Sefarna again. Gam zeh hakli lo yhusker l'maylo im shara kelim. By the way, what's gam zeh hakli? What's the other keli that he's referring to? So the other keli that he's referring to is the mizbeach ha-zohav. The mizbeach that was inside the heichal, but that's for another day. But gam zeh hakli, as it relates to the kiyar, lo yhusker l'maylo im shara kelim, ki lo yhoysa ha-kavona boi lahashkin shchina ba-mikdash. Says the Sefarna, because the tachlis of the kiyar was not to be one of the kelim that was going to now facilitate the Ashrayus Ashchin in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki'inyin ha-kavona ba'oizam ha-kelem ki-mavur l'mayim, which was the intention of the other kelem, like I already explained earlier. Aval hoisa ha-kavona, you want to know what the purpose of the kiyar was. L'hochin ha-sakoyhanim la-vaydasam. One purpose and one purpose only, and that is, it's a kli, that's machshe the kohanim to be able to go ahead and do the avodah. Says the Sforna, from the location of where the Torah mentions the kiyar in the Torah, you know everything you have to know about the kiyar. The kiyar is not a keli like the other keli. The tachlis of the kiyar was not lahashkin shchina b'mikdash, which was the tachlis of the other kelim. If it were, it would have been mentioned with all the kelim that are mentioned in Parshas Truma. This keli, the kavana was lahachin asakam lavidas. Let's just explain this a little bit better. The Eibishta said, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichan. The Eibishta was mechadish the idea of shchina b'tachtoinim, right, above my pay grade, in kamakoymoy. And the Eibishta said, if you want my shchina to reside with you, ba'oifin t'midi, you're going to have to build me a house. And that house is going to have certain kelim inside of it. There has to be a shulchan, there has to be a menorah, there has to be a mizbech, right? It has to have a tzura. What does a house look like? Okay, the Eibishta's house also has to have a tzura of a house, a beautiful house. And that is what is necessary in order to have Shechina b'tachtoinim, in order for there to be a Mishkan. Says the Sforno, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, if you think about it, had a dual purpose. They obviously were part and parcel of the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But even before that, these are the Kalim the amenities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the architect of his house, and I want my house to look. These are the things that are needed for a house. I need this, I need that, and I need the other thing. Zokta Svarna, all those kelim that were part of the Tzuras HaBayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are ma'akif in terms of being able to have a bias where the Eibishter will be able to be Mashrish Chinasai, those are the Kalim that are mentioned in Parshas Truma. They're in the Parsha of Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti Mesoicham, because they're ma'akif in the Hefts of Mikdash, they're ma'akif in the Tzuras HaMikdash, they're ma'akif in what needs in order to facilitate the Shechina B'Tachtoinim. The Kiyar says this form is not that. The Kiyar, period, end of story. That's the whole tachlis of it. And being that that's the whole tachlis of it, so it's for that reason, says the Sforn, it's not mentioned in Parashas Truma. There's no shaykhis to Parashas Truma. This is more like the Big Day Kahuna, right? This is something that's mima. Kohen can't do the avoida without begadim, he's a mechus begadim. He can't do the avoida without the kiyar, because then he's someone that doesn't have richos yadayim v'raglayim. But being that it's fundamentally different than the other kelim, it's not part of asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham, says this word. That's what's not mentioned in the parish of asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. It's for that reason it's mentioned in parishes kisisa. It's why it's not mentioned in Parshas Truma. It said Rav Tzvi Rotberg that lafi this forna yesh loimer half of a fellow. That's the diak. The diak over here is that as it relates to the other kalim, vasisa shulchan, vasisa menoira. The shulchan and the menoira have a tachlis without the avoda. They're the kalim of the mikdash. For usuli mikdash, and you should also make it certain kalim. And the keli has to be there because it's what's necessary in order to facilitate the Shechina. Now, granted, those kelim are going to have also another purpose. A purpose in that there'll be a mokum to do avodah with those kelim. That's fine. We'll get to that. That's perfectly, you're right. Lechem upon him on the shulchan. And then, of course, ba'lois chesan neiris, you're going to light the menorah, etc., etc. But being that they have a tachlis, b'cheftz of farzich, so it's for that reason, that they're mentioned just as a ve'osiso. They're mentioned independently. But as it relates to the kiyar, the whole purpose of the kiyar is what it's being used for. Because it's not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's its tachlis? Its tachlis is ve'osiso kiyar nechoshes, ve'chanu nechoshes, l'rochtso. It's not punk, that's what it's being used for. That's the only thing that it's here for. Its sole existence is l'rochtso. There is no kiyar without a l'rochtso. There's no kiyar without v'nosato shamamoyim. That's why when the pasuk introduces the v'osiso kiyar and mentions l'rochtso, when the Torah introduces the kiyar and mentions v'nosato shamamoyim, l'churitz haflov afelo. And the emes is he was moisif to that. He said that, you see, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said that the kir itself was really not even ma'akif, right? Any klisharis would be okay. Your chatzos, the rabbis, any klisharis. When he asked Shazach, any klisharis is good. The teretz is because the kir is not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not necessary for the Shechina B'Tachtoinim. It's just here to facilitate. Okay, so l'chatchila, make a kir. You want to make something else? Adarabu. You have a right to go ahead and make something else. And then he said one more knitch. He said, b'zeh. He said, with this you can answer Briskerov's kasha. So what's this kasha from Mar Nagriz? So it's in the Briskerovin stencils. It's in the sugis that we're learning right now on Daf Chof Amar Aleph. Briskerov asked the kasha that the Gemara had said, Af hu osam muchni l'kir. Right? He made a muchni for the kir, this whole contraption, so that every night the kir was able to go underground. It's like this, the mayim wouldn't become possible in her. Freaked the Briskerov and he blibed tzorichim. Said the Briskerov, I don't understand. The kiyar was part of the Beis HaMikdash. That means there's something called Tavnis HaMikdash. The Mikdash has to have a kiyar. If the kiyar is underground, the Lechera, it's not there. And if it's not there, then Frank the Briskerov, at night, every single night, they take the kiyar and they put it on the ground. Well, right now, it's chaser from the Tzuras HaMikdash. If it's chaser from the Tzuras HaMikdash, then the Mikdash is possible. Meaning, there's a certain tzur. The Eibishter wants this Mikdash. His bias to look a certain way. If he wants it to look a certain way, how are they able to? It's very nice. You fadined an issue. You were able to take care of the psulina bit of mayim. But the problem is, you opened up a whole other can of issues. Because now, all of a sudden, the Mikdash is chaser one of the kalim. And if it's chassu one of the kelim, why should that not be a problem? Now the truth is, we're not going to go into this now. But when we learned Masechtas Yomim, we said over Torah from Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim Briske said that we know, according to one man, the Amma, the Aron was Nignaz Bim Kamin, right? There was no Aron during the second Beis HaMikdash, which is something we need to talk about. And there's a whole shaila, what happened to it? But according to one man, the Amma, what happened to the Aron? It was hidden. Where was it hidden? It was hidden in the Bim Kaimai. It's Mamish on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Reb Chaim said that it's not punk that it was hidden Bim Kaimai. He said, well, Be'etzim HaMikdash Tav Hobin on Aron. He said it was necessary for the Azois that were done on Yom Kippur. And as long as it was Bim Kaimai Nignaz, so Kumtais the Mikdash has the Aron. Could be this is a little bit of a tzushtal. This Briskerov Sarachian, maybe you can be Miyashiv a little bit. We can still sue that Marnagrach. This is all in Stenzlach. But the bottom line is that said Rav Tzvi Rotberg, oh, well, Lafi Hizrei, Lafi the Sforn, it's half of a fellow. Because the Kir Lehedya is not one of the Kalim of the Mikdash. It's not something that's ma'akiv in Tavnes HaMishkan. The whole purpose of the Kir is Vasisa Kir Nechoshes. That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to be machsher. It's actually not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, if it ends up underground during the night, so it's actually not chaser at all from the Tavnas HaMishkan, and if that's the case, there's not going to be a problem at all. But just to wrap this up, so Rav Tzvi Rotberg said, Moiridik. So using the Sforna to answer the Priskarov's kasha. Every night they would put the kir on the ground. What do you mean? The Mishkan, the Mikdash is missing a kir now. So if it's missing a kir, how is that okay? It says no, because the kir is different than the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach. It's not ma'akiv in the Tavnas HaMikdash. And as a result, it's just there for a purpose. No, right now, we don't need this purpose. As a result, there's not going to be an issue. Why didn't the Priskarov say that? So I think it's because really this foreign is meyerdig and the shtickle Torah is divrei pi chacham cheim upgalenta pasik, right? But it's kineged a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam's in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira. It's Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. Incidentally, if you want to go through just really a hakdamah tekachim, we're still at the very, very beginning, right? We're still within Shloishim Yoyim. So if you want to go through it, just read the Rambam's in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira, chapter and verse, chapter and verse. It's so clear, it's so systematic. Kedarki b'kodesh al Rambam. It's mamish written like only the Rambam was able to write. But either way, this is in Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam, v'oisim b'miktosh shivakei. The Mikdash had to have seven kelim. Mizbeach la'oila, ulashar karbonos, that's number one. V'kevesh, sha'oilam b'oila mizbeach, that's two. U'mekoyim b'lefneya ulamashach l'dar. V'kiyar is three. V'kanoi is four. V'kadosh b'menu akli hadim yudeim v'raglem la'avoida. U'mekoyim b'ein ulam l'mizbeach, mashach l'dar, mishu smala nechaz l'mikdash. U'mizbeach l'keteres is five. U'menoir is six. V'shulchan is seven. Al-Kapadim, the Rambam says the Mikdash had to be made up of seven Kalim. There's a certain surah. There's a Tavnis HaMikdash. And when the Rambam lists out this Tavnis HaMikdash, he says seven Kalim, two of them are the Kir, Kiner V'Kanoi. It's not like the Sforna. It's not like this raid. Chayra Marna Griz was coming from this Rambam, and that's why Marna Griz blieb Tzarechin. Just to end with one last Ha'ara, and that is, I saw this in the Megadim Chadashim from Agoyim Rav David Yoel Weisschlita. He brings from the Sefer Sifzei Tzadik, Miger, but he brings from the Sefer Sifzei Tzadik, made another beautiful diak in the Pesukim, again, along the theme of the first diak. V'asisa kiyar nechoshes, v'chanoi nechoshes l'rachza. So the Sifzei Tzadik, who could do, was a guy in Olam, he shteltzach, that why does it say, v'asisa kiyar nechoshes, v'chanoi nechoshes? Why say nechoshes twice? Just say, v'asisa kiyar v'chanoi, Nechoshes. V'asisa kir nechoshes, v'kanei nechoshes. Truth is, it came up a little bit in the cheshbon of the Gemara in today's daf, Ayin Shom. But this was the ha'ara of the Sifzei Tzadik. So he said a beautiful pshat. He says, everybody knows that although the kir was made of nechoshes, but it came from a separate fund. Meaning, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, where Moshe Rabbeinu initiates this big fundraising initiative for the Mishkan, so the Pasuk says right away that they collected Zav and Kesef and the Choshes, right, and all the different materials, Utcheles, V'argoma, V'telash, Shani, V'sheish, V'izen, Virus Elam Adam, Virus Tchashim, Vatzei Shitim, right, etc., etc., etc. So the kir was made of nechoshes. You would think, where was it made from? Which nechoshes? Mistamba was made from that nechoshes. But everyone knows Chazal say that that's really not where it was made from. Where was it made from? It was made from the Maris HaTzoifos. The Maris HaTzoifos, these were the mirrors that the Noshim Tzitkoniyot had used, the Chavavos al Baleim when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, and those Maritz Atzoivis were part of the donations that the Noshim Tzidkonis had made. And initially when Moshe Rabbeinu got them, he felt uncomfortable. He said, well, you're going to take something like this and you're going to use it for the Mishkan. And David says, yes, and I want you to use it for the Kiyur. Why the Kiyur? Because that's where the man came, for the Soita, Shalom. Right? This is the Chazal. But Al Koponim, where was the Kiyur made from? The Kiyur was made from the Maritz Atzoivis. It was made from the Maritz Atzoivis. Said the Baal Sif Tzadik that V'chayra, that Chazal told us with regards to the Kiyur. But regarding Kanoi, as it relates to the stand that the Kiyur was on, whoever heard anything about the Maris HaTzoivis regarding that? So he said, Yesh Shloimar, that was made from the regular Nechoshes fund. The fund of Nechoshes that's mentioned, right? Zov Kesef Nechoshes, they had a whole bunch of coppers. What are you going to do with all this copper? So a certain Kalim that you have to make. So the Kiyur itself, that came from the Maris HaTzoivis. But Kanoi, that came from the regular Nechoshnes. Zok, the Sif Tzei Tzadik, Lefiza Yeh Shloimer, that's what's going on in this Pasuk. V'asiso Kiyur Nechoshes, V'chanoi Nechoshes L'rochtzo. Why are we saying Nechoshes, Nechoshes? Just say V'asiso Kiyur V'chanoi Nechoshes. The Teretz is not the same Nechoshes. So dot Tzvei Dinim in Nechoshes. There was the Nechoshes of Zov Kesev in Nechoshes, and then there was the Nechoshes of the Maris HaTzoivis. It wasn't the same Nechoshes. And mean that it wasn't the same Nechoshes. So it's for that reason the two Nechoshes are mentioned individually. Again, Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. But Rabbi David Yoel said, L'chayr, there's one problem. The problem is, it's Mavur in Rashi and Chumash. And Parshas Vayakel, not that way. We'll read this Rashi. The Pasuk says, Vayas is Akir Nechoshes. Now the pasuk itself almost sounds like doesn't it sound like the Maris HaTzoivis is describing the Kiyur and the Kan? Okay, maybe you'll knew it, right? But zok teilu gerashi b'maris atzoyvis b'nois yisrael hoyu b'yodem maris shenroyes ben kshem meskashtos. They had these mirrors that they used to look at themselves when they were wearing their jewelry. V'af oisam la'ikvum l'havi l'nidvas ha'mishkan. And when they came to donate to the mishkan, they were so forthcoming. They even brought that. V'yomoyes Moshe b'hem. But Moshe Rabbeinu was very disgusted by it. Mipnei shasuyim l'yetzahara. It was used to provoke the yetzahara. Amalei kadosh baruch hu kabel. Take it. Ki elu chaviv malay min hakoil. Believe it or not, these donations are more beloved to me than all the other donations that you received. Shal Yedeihem, because it was through them, Hey Midu Hanoshim Tzvois Rabbis B'Mitzrayim. A whole military, a whole door was born in Mitzrayim through them. Why? Because when their husbands were very tired, because of Avodas Perech, Hayu Holchois, Umaylichois, Lamaychel, Umishteu, Machilasoisim. They would take these mirrors. Everybody would see themselves together with their husbands in the mirror. Says Rashi Vaiter, Vinasa Hakir Mehem, the Kiyur was made from them, Shehu Lasam Sholim Inishlish, because the purpose of the Kiyur is to bring peace between man and wife. Lahashkis Mimayim Shabbatoichai Lamishakina Labailavanet. This is the Teresh Shabbiksav of what we mentioned a minute ago. But Rashi continues. And Rashi says, Veteid Lachoshe Maris Mamish. He said, I'll prove to you that this Maris Atzoivis is Maris Mamish. They're literally mirrors, and it's different than all the other Nechoshes. You know, I know that. Sharei Nemar, because the Pasuk says, Lehalon, Perik Lamed Ches, Psukim Choftes Lamed and Lamed Aleph, Unechoshes Atnufa Shivim Kikar Vigoymer, Vyas Ba Vigoymer, Vikiyar Vichanoi Loihuskirushan. So what does Rashi mean? So if you fast forward to those three psukim Rashi is referring to, so this is in the end of Parashas Pekudei. And the Pasuk is describing all the purposes of all the different materials. Unechoshes had tenufa shivim kikar v'alpayim v'arba meir shekel. That was the weight of all the nechoshes. What did they do with the nechoshes? V'yaspa es adnei pesachay omoyed. V'es mizbach hanechoshes. V'es michbar hanechoshes. V'es kol klei hamizbeach. V'es adnei achotzer soviv. V'es adnei shar achotzer. V'es kol yistois hamishkan. V'es kol yistois achotzer soviv. Exhale. The pasuk goes and tells us all the things that were made from the nechoshes. The weight of the nechoshes and what they were used for. So Rashi, what's going on? We're missing two things. We're missing the Kiyur and we're missing Kanoi. So Teilu Rashi, I don't know how to give zechen etzah. Oh, you know what the teretz must be? Lamadeta shaloi hayu nechayshes shal kiyar min nechayshes hatnufa. Must be the kiyar and kani didn't come from that nechayshes. It was a separate fund. What was the separate fund? It was the maris hatzoyvus. That's a raya, a grashi, to my understanding of how the maris hatzoyvus worked out. Of a zokrim David Yoel Weiss. Rashi's diik. And his taich and maris atzoivis that it came the kir from somewhere else was because it's not mentioned in those three psukim. Because the psukim mention all the things that were made from the nechoshes. Adnei pesach oyom moyed, mizbeach hanechoshes, michbar hanechoshes, veis kol klei mizbeach, adnei hachotzer, adnei shara chotzer, yistois hamishkon, and yistois hachotzer sovim. It doesn't say kir. You know what else it doesn't say? It doesn't say kana either. And if that's the case, it's certainly mashma from the pasuk. And for sure, from Rashi's Teidalacha, that it wasn't just the kir that was made from the Maris Hatzoivis. It was Kanoi that was made from the Maris Hatzoivis as well. So he says, yeah, what the Sifsei Tzaddik said is Divrei Pi Chochem Chein. V'asisa kir nechoshes, v'kanoi nechoshes. Why do you have to single out the two nechosheses? Oh, maybe because they came from two separate nechosheses. Gishmak iddus, abe emes okte vesechnish. V'alachoyre, at first glance, it would seem to be keneged umefurish Rashi, but either way, upkalant the pasuk here a little bit. Vasisa kir nechoshes v'chanu nechoshes l'rochsa when asnata oisei ben oyel moyed ben amizbech when asnata shama moyim. Remeir simchas diyek. He said in this pasuk you see the Gemara in Zvachim Chapeza Mer Aleph and the Yerushalmi in Yuma Perek Tarf Bekalfi Tzvi Rotberg's diktukim in the pasuk that you see the sfurnas lomdis that the kir is fundamentally different than all the other kelim and with this be meyashiv the briskerov sarachin not like the Rambam in Uchas Beisabchir Perek Aleph Aloch. Up, and the Sifsei Tzaddik's Diyek Vasisa Kir Nechoshes V'Khan Nechoshes that could be the Kir and the Khan came from the two Nechoshes funds that existed in the time of the Mishkan. Either way, all this raid from all these G'dayli Yisrael Adivrei Pi Chachem Chein, and we're going to stop here.